When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog. Hello and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review Podcast.
Right, who's this?
My name's Whitmer Thomas.
Who's this?
And
oh, that's Whit.
Our number one guest, Joe Pizzal. And our number one audience member.
Can you not hear him?
Barry. Thanks for listening to
What? You need to speak up. You don't have the headphones, so you need to speak up.
I'm talking right into it.
You're to go. You actually need to yell.
No, I don't want to yell.
Why not?
I can't hear it.
You know,
the music is too loud.
Wait, I gotta go.
If I yell,
wait, the music is too loud.
What?
It's.
Hey man, let it
go off, my man. I'm gonna keep on going.
I don't. I think you did it too loud this time.
Oh, sorry. Joe Quazala is here. Hey, Joe.
Hello, friends.
Joe Quazala, famous for his comedy and for being a nice friend to people who have been wronged.
Yeah, and people who do wrong.
If you've been wronged, I will be a friend to you.
A nice friend.
Right. I'll be a very nice friend, if you've been wronged. You need to prove that you've been wrong to me, and then of course I'll open up.
Right. Yeah, what's the nicest
and
thing?
Then it'll be nice. Before
I'll be extremely nice. Before that, I'm gonna be ice cold, baby. I'm gonna punch your limbs.
Yeah. That's what we do to Rod.
Yeah.
Wait, try it out.
Ow. I don't
take that. You haven't proven to me that you've been wronged, so I'm gonna beat your ass.
Hit him. Hit him again.
Please, come on. Guys, please stop. No.
Now Joe, you're known around town for having a 4th of July party on the same day that I have my 4th of July party,
cool.
No, it's the 4th of July.
It is cool.
Yeah,
you guys have
cool.
your 4th of July party on the same day.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a problem.
Well, to me, it was fun because I could look at fireworks and go, my friend Whit isn't here, but he's looking at the same fireworks, and I feel connected to him even though he's not with me right now.
That's true.
And you think about how Joe Dirt is also looking at those fireworks.
Yeah.
Somewhere out there, our man Joseph Dirtsev is looking at those fireworks, and he's going,
huh. Dang. There's what?
Yeah, David Spade is really good at surface level accents.
What's up?
Remember that movie he just did? What was the one? Father and Son or something like that on Netflix? Did you see it?
No.
Was it Do Over? No, not Do Over. It was after that. It was
okay. Does he play a character?
He does like a surface level Massachusetts guy or New Hampshire guy.
I like Adam forgot. Sandler I forgot does. That like he was acting.
Yeah, he's an actor.
He acts.
Yeah.
He seems very tired on his TV show.
I haven't seen his TV show. Oh, no, I did. I watched the one clip of everybody talking about Shane Gillis.
Yeah. That was cool.
These guys did zero research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, it hasn't. Bill Burr is like, they haven't done it in 15 years.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything. That was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was not. It was less than a year.
Yeah. That's an ongoing trend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys really, they really know a lot of stuff.
Man.
Why?
Levels seem all over the place. If
yeah,
I may.
I don't know what's.
I don't know who to blame.
Well, here's the first person you can blame. It's because I thought Whit was this guy.
Oh.
And then, but it's you are this guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you've been changing Joe's level.
See, yeah. And yet I was never the problem.
Yeah.
That's because Joe's very professional.
Yeah.
Yep. Here's what's going on, guys. Because of this, I feel like.
Wait, I gotta play a song.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
No. I'll put a pin in it.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Because of this, I feel like we've all been wronged.
Yeah.
Which now means I can be a nice friend to all of you.
Can I still hit Rod? Rod, get over here.
Well,
you know what? I was gonna say no, but the way you hit him.
Yeah.
the way Rod gets hit is like no other too.
He takes it, and gosh, the showing them pearly whites.
Yeah.
Pearly.
I'm gonna knock one of his teeth out.
Ow. There it goes. Now we get one, and we can give it to Father Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you get a gift from him.
Thank you, Father Christmas. I'll give you one of your special teeth that you'd love to collect. And now you'll give me a gift. Cherry pie.
Now, you're a rock and roll guy.
Oh, I love the stuff.
So who sings the song Father Christmas?
Ooh, the Kinks have a version of Father Christmas. Father Christmas, give me some money.
Hey, King's on it right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, who is that? That song's punk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me some money. Yeah, I like that. Earlier we were talking about how I watched a documentary called The Quiet One about Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones, the bass player.
About when Rod enters my house.
He comes really quietly.
He's the quiet one.
All right, I'll tie him.
Oh.
And you go, hey there, Rod. And he goes,
hi. Maybe that I saw that there was going to be...
I said, no talking!
Oh, no.
Why don't you want him to talk?
I don't know. It's kind of a power thing.
Oh, because you're hungry for power.
That's right, just like my daddy.
And yeah, you're hungry for power like your dad.
Yeah.
And burger like your mom.
That's true. You talking about, who are you talking about?
Your mom, Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler, that's right.
Clay's mom is Amy Poehler and his dad's Donald Trump.
Oh, wow. And your mom's hungry for burger? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Amy Poehler for you.
Yeah.
That's like something, if you look at her Wikipedia, she likes burger.
In between burger bites, we just talk about who's funnier.
Who?
Mom or dad. We can never figure it out.
I think mom.
I think mom too, but dad does has great zingers.
Dad does has great zingers, yeah.
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 I like his hair. I think it's silly.
Yeah,
his haircut is so funny. Uh-huh.
I mean, what is that?
We cannot forget his haircut.
What are you doing?
What movie did you see? What was this?
Quiet One. He has sex.
Is this Rod when he enters my house?
No,
Rod
comes
in, he's like, I thought maybe if you had checkers, I could play checkers.
In between burger bites, we'd see who was funnier, my mom or dad.
Yeah.
What movie were you talking about?
Bill Wyman is the quiet one.
Is that like Rod when he comes to Clay's house?
No,
is his last name spelled with a question mark?
Wyman?
Oh, you think his name is Wyman?
Not even his real last name. His real last name is Peck or something.
Okay.
It's not like Wyman, Wymanchowski.
What is this movie?
Well, it's about how he was the quiet one in the Rolling Stones.
Cool.
But they skip right over how he did marry a teenager.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They do that in Rock Docs. Why do they do that in Rock Docs?
Because it's not a good look, I imagine.
Makes
Joe knows he's the hard rock guy.
Illegal. Yeah. It makes you an illegal eagle.
Yeah. So Jimmy Page did it. Right? Or no,
Jimmy Page did it to a 13-year-old.
And he kind of kidnapped her in a sense. He kind of kept her away from society, and she was kind of his sex slave.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up to the point where she's like, no, it was like every girl's dream come true. Yeah.
And then
like,
David Bowie came around and said, I'll take a bite of that.
Ow.
And then I think David Bowie shared her with his wife, or maybe Jimmy Page shared her. She was a baby groupie.
Hello, Jimmy Page. I thought I was.
She was a real baby?
Is that a Muppet baby?
No, it's just what they call him.
Jimmy Page. I thought we could talk and have fun.
Yeah.
Would that be good?
She is cute.
She's also in the Star Wars universe.
Let's make believe.
What planet is she from?
I don't know. I'm tired.
Yeah. She doesn't know what planet. She's always tired.
Do you know what planet, though? Because you've done the research. You don't even. You can't even think of one planet she might be from.
Underagia?
The Mandalorian.
She's from planet Underagia.
Wait, and she's here, too. You come from planet Underagia?
Baby.
You don't know.
I don't know.
How long ago have you been?
Babies don't know very much is the thing.
How long have you been away from mom and dad?
Mommy?
Oh, yeah, mommy.
Mommy?
Oh, sorry. I forget you don't know many words.
I like mommy and daddy.
Yeah. This would make Rockstar swoon.
I like the guitar. And I like drum.
You like drum? Is that why you like to be a groupie? Because you like guitar and drum?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this about these groupies. Is it's not the sex, it's the guitar and drum, though.
Like, sex is actually
the guitar and drum taste good.
They
taste good.
She thinks it's food.
Oh.
Oh.
I like to
Oh, because you're from a different planet, planet underage.
Did Jimmy Page say that, that he would feed you
a special drums? A special treat called drum.
So did you ever get drum? Mm-hmm.
I ate drum and I ate guitar. Sometimes.
So he would feed you drum and guitar? Wow. And so how old are you now?
I don't know.
Because I guess in underage at the time, you're still a baby.
It takes a long time to grow up.
Right, because this is back in the 70s.
I am 1,000 years old.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's pretty
but
young.
That in Underagia, is that's like three.
Yeah, there is left to be 3 million.
Wow.
So I'm just a baby.
What's your name?
I don't know.
Doesn't even know.
Clay, do you know the baby's name? Since you know about the Wikipedia stuff?
I don't know about that. I just heard about that.
But wait, look it up real fast. What's the baby's name?
I want to know my name so I can scream it.
Okay. Yeah.
I can scream and I'm tired.
Okay.
Baby's sleeping. Baby went to sleep. What are some of your favorite other rock bands other than David Bowie and Led Zeppelin?
Oh my goodness. I love Foghat. And I like Marshall Tucker Band.
Wow.
And I like 38 Special.
38 Special?
Well, you bring up 38 Special, you know, fall right.
Is there like any guitar deep cut bands that people might not know that you love?
Oh yeah, there is. I like Player, and I like Trooper, and I like April Wine. They are all very good.
Are any of these bands in the Hard Rock Hall of Fame?
If you go to the Hard Rock Cafe, you can see.
Sable Star.
Shirts and pants.
Yeah. From these bands?
Uh-huh.
And your
shirts
name is...
Shirts and pants.
Just so you know, your name is Sable Star.
Yeah.
And I'm 1,000 years old.
And you lived to be 3 million.
You eat drums and guitars.
Or maybe Lauren. Very good. I don't know. It's hard to find her name because there's tons of these little things. That's a big planet.
All right, well, you could go to sleep, Sable. Wow, Sable's nice. Joe, you're back. Joe.
Hey, yeah, I went to the bathroom because I had to take a shit.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, you missed the underage girl was in here.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
She's technically 1,000, so that means that Jimmy Page and David Bowie didn't
in the clear?
Really do anything.
Yeah,
in the
they
clear?
Didn't do anything. That's good. I'm so glad they're absolved because I like their music. I want to continue to listen to their music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah. Clay, you watched Mandalorian.
Don't ask me about that, my man.
Why?
I don't remember a damn thing.
You don't remember
anything?
You
just watched it.
Well, I wasn't. There's a lot of insider knowledge with Star Wars stuff that I just don't pay attention to.
Today is Disney Plus Day.
Why?
God damn. So, you're right. Today was the first day of Disney Plus. Everyone who signed up had access to the movies and the TV shows.
Sorry, Joe is sponsored.
Know and love. Yeah.
Joe is personally sponsored.
Do you like Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, I do.
What about Minnie Mouse? Well, I have the streaming network for you.
It's called
Disney Plus.
And what does it offer?
Do you like Mickey Mouse? What about Minnie Mouse?
Yeah, like him.
Yeah.
The whole gang's here when you order Disney Plus.
What's the funniest thing Mickey Mouse has ever done?
Well, we here at Disney Plus want to let you know that Mickey Mouse is capable of very many funny things. For example, smiling.
I like that.
This guy rocks.
I think you could say Mickey Mouse rocks a little bit.
Yeah.
What's Minnie that? Mouse is not allowed to be funny.
I'm gonna turn it on real quick.
Yeah. Nope, you got that right.
Oh, Clay's going to turn on Disney Plus.
Wait, so is Disney Plus free today?
Hey, save me a slice.
You get like a free.
You get a free week. Yeah, you don't get a free a lot. Just a week.
Disney Plus. Plus what?
But it's only $6.99.
Plus laughter and good times with your family and friends. Only on Disney Plus.
Yeah. And Boba Fett is in this Mandalorian movie?
Boba Fett, Mickey Mouse, and of course, Minnie Mouse.
So is Bill Burr.
Bill Burr. Mouse. These are the names we think of when we think of Disney Plus.
Yeah, what about Spider-Man?
He's not invited.
I mean, he's there.
Do you think Willem Dafoe is on Disney Plus anywhere?
Willem Dafoe has an all-access pass to the greatest Disney Plus films.
Ooh, I made everybody see Mr. Magoo on my birthday when it came out. It was a bummer.
Yeah. He's blind.
Yeah.
Was it not funny?
No, it wasn't too good.
Is there a scene where he gets in a car with weird glasses?
I'm sure.
I think he probably, if he gets, I mean, we're talking Mr. Magoo, he gets behind a car. That's funny because he can't see. He doesn't need weird glasses.
Yeah. That Darn Cat.
That Darn Cat.
There's two That Darn Cat movies.
It's what? True. Because it's a remake. The 90s one is a remake of the
there's an old
60s
old,
one or whatever.
There's an old cat. Lenny! Come on.
Yeah, that cat. That cat is darn. What about Candle Shoe?
Oh, Shaggy D.A.?
Shaggy Da is actually the pronunciation.
Oh, sorry.
Shaggy Da.
So we're skipping right over Candy Shoe.
What was
Candle Shoe?
Are you going to play the Shaggy D.A.? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I'm just going. I'm just okay,
checking
one
it out.
Did anybody watch Mr. America?
Yeah, I saw Mr. America.
With me.
With you.
Yeah, they talk a lot about the Shaggy D.A.
Which one were you saying you wanted? Oh, Candle Shoe.
Dollar Duck.
Wait, what's it about? A tomboy cons a nobleman to find treasure trove. Okay, so there's
like the sound of that.
Spanish doubloons.
I like any kind of con movie.
Yeah.
The computer wore Raph tennis shoes.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. That's maybe my favorite
Con
Star
Air.
Trek. Yeah, Con Air is also really good.
Return from which mountain? I wonder if that's a
Constantine.
Escape.
Do you like Constantine?
Oh, Constantine is good. That's a good Keanu Reeves.
That movie? Yeah. Last.
I didn't see the TV show.
Three.
What about
Congo?
Congo.
Congo is like a movie. The only thing I really remember is the gorilla that spells.
Yeah.
Amy. No.
And then, like,
Amy. Bad.
And then they need to get diamonds to shoot a laser at gorillas.
Yeah, I was so excited for Congo. I remember I had a Congo Taco Bell cup or something. Really excited for Congo.
Was like, because the pitch is like from the creator of Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
Congo.
Congo. Do you like Anaconda? That's another con movie.
Joe, this is why you're a comedian.
I mean, I'm loaded with references. And
you're
that's what
good
con is.
At con stuff. Well, they have Dan in real life?
Yeah.
This is Clay's favorite movie.
It's my favorite movie.
So, do you know about the Infinity Stone glove, the gauntlet?
Oh, sure, from Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Clay has his own gauntlet of the five most important films.
I'll show you.
And this is one of them.
I'll show you real quick.
This is one of the Infinity Stones. Oh my God! Look at these Infinity Stones. We are talking about Dan in real life. We are talking about The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yep.
We're talking Delivery Man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Everything Must Go.
Yep. Yeah.
And of course, The Cobbler.
Yep. Those are the five most important films.
Everything Must Go.
Now, Joe, were you a Dane Cook guy?
You like that crap?
When I was in high school, I liked his first album, Harmful If Swallowed.
Yeah, me
and
Clay.
I was like, the BK Lounge? All right.
Yeah, I remember
this
BK Lounge.
This guy's silly.
Me and Clay listened to that, and it wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
Sometimes it would be really good, and then the next thing he would say would be really bad.
He'd be like, I had this dream where there's a crab, and he's like...
Yeah.
That's funny.
But then like, literally next album, he's like, what are you doing?
It's all that, yeah. But yeah, I do think that BK Lounge bit is pretty good, as I recall, right?
Yeah, about working there.
And yeah, them being at the takeout or the drive-thru window and being like, where do I go? Like, go on the one road you're on. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah, what do you think happened to old Dane Cook?
Well, he's with a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
You know, Jerry Seinfeld did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
else? Yeah.
Yep.
This is a big planet.
A lot of teenagers. A lot of comedians.
This is a different one.
I was looking for my friend, and then I found Dane Cook, and now we're our best friend.
Oh, but I think you're also Dane Cook's girlfriend.
Oh, is that what we do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I've seen the picture of y'all on the beach.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, you don't?
It hurts.
Oh.
Okay, gotta go.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
I have a friend once who had to go to Dane Cook's house. Dane Cook was like, come hang out with me.
Uh-oh.
And then Zoe went over there to hang out with him. And then Dane Cook was like, can you get me a bunch of food?
Yeah.
Then got the friend to grab him some food on the way there.
That's,
I want to know what the food was.
Messed up.
Sandwiches.
Just like from Subway?
Something like that, yeah.
Ron, you really want to get to the bottom of this?
Right.
What kind of sandwiches is Dane Cook eating? I mean,
you guys, are you guys not interested in Dane Cook's sandwich?
He needs to pick up sandwiches. I thought he was
Ron,
a cook.
I guess, to be honest with you, yeah. I guess I really wasn't.
Yeah, I thought he was a cook too.
I thought he was you a know cook.
You know what else I learned about on the airplane, other than the quiet one?
What's up?
Ponzi schemes.
Oh shit.
Which one are you talking
Warren
about?
Warren Buffett. No, not Warren Buffett.
No.
Bernie Madoff. I get them mixed up. They're the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm. They're like kind of similar.
Yeah, they're both.
One's nice and one's bad.
Yeah.
Two
sides of the same coin, friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bernie.
I mean, one is much worse.
No.
Bernie Madoff's son killed himself and his friend.
Why is that?
Because he did a Ponzi scheme to the whole world.
And I don't know about this. What is this? Can you tell me about this?
Well, he made a big investment firm. Is that what the term for it is?
Yeah.
And all the people invested, but he was just paying back those people for their investments with other investors' money.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And people want to vote for Bernie?
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Okay, I'm not feeling the burn, guys.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So then the housing market crashed. People wanted their investment money back, and he was like, "Uh-oh, he spent it all paying the other people."
So I say, how does this work? I have $5. Who do I give it to?
You give it to me. I have the company.
Okay, I give you the $5. What do you do with it?
Well, you better invest this. You're gonna double your profit.
Oh crap! Here you go, man.
Hey, Rod, do you want to invest in my company?
Yeah.
How good are your returns?
I think my returns are pretty good. Give me $15.
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
All right. Hey, Clay. Guess what? You've been making some money. Here's $10.
My man, this is freaking awesome.
Congrats,
boss, dude.
Clay. This is pretty cool. I think I want in on this. Yeah. I saw what happened to Clay. He put in $5, and he got $10 back. Yeah. Here's $10,000, Whit. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, cool. So
I can't wait for this to turn around the way it did with my friend Clay. My friend Clay lives next
door. I have $15,000 now.
Wait, you
I know you did the thing with Joe earlier with the $10,000.
He can do it again.
Wait,
I did. Here's $15,000.
Wait, hold on.
Give him the money.
I gave you the money, my man.
Give him the money.
But hold on, Joe. How much did you give me? $10,000?
I gave you $10,000. Yeah, you're gonna turn it into the big bucks.
Yeah.
So Clay, you should give him money too.
I gave him the $15,000.
Great.
Wait, you gave me $15,000.
$2,000 more. I can give you $2,000 more.
Wait. Okay. So.
All right. Cool. Rod, okay, get in on this.
Ron, get on
this. No, I can give you probably $2,000 more than what Clay just gave you.
Well, you want a big return? You're gonna have to put in more.
Oh,
Chachi.
I'm gonna put in $50,000.
All right. Wait. What do you do now? How much money do you have?
Hey, I want
need
a return.
Can I borrow a dollar? I'm sorry, can I borrow a dollar?
Yeah, can I have my money back threefold?
Yeah. Okay,
great, cool. I'm waiting.
Here's all your money back threefold.
You just... Whit, you just folded the dollar bill three times. It's not what threefold means. Yeah. Anyway, I want my fucking money. I want my...
Hit him.
I'm calling the fucking...
Ow. Ow, I don't like being the one who's hit.
I'm gonna call the fucking cops.
Ow.
And that's the story
of Bernie Madoff. And his kid did what?
Killed himself because he was sad because his dad lied to him forever.
He was trying to jerk it.
Wait, the kid didn't do this?
No, but he was probably involved. I think the whole family was
involved. That's what people...
Everybody like worked for it.
Everybody worked for his company, but Bernie swears that his whole family had no idea about it.
Okay.
And then his son did kill himself a year later or something, which...
What movie is this?
It's a movie on the National Geographic Channel.
It's called The Quiet One.
That actually might be on this.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
It was really interesting. Bernie Madoff, he just wanted to give people money, and he ended up being a real evil guy because of it.
Yeah,
he lost a lot of people's 401ks. They lost a lot of money.
Mm. A lot.
$401,000. That's a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. Boy. A lot of people went from being like property owners in south of France to like driving.
What was this movie called?
Do I
need to use any of these?
Bernie. No, I don't think you need any of
these. If you probably just put in Bernie in front of you.
Bernie?
Cars? The movie's
Let me
called
just
Cars.
Try this real quick, sorry.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know if Joe's right, but it's worth checking.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know if you know how to spell Cars. It's CARS. Yeah, there's a few options, but you want to make sure you get the right one.
Starts with Cars. Wait, I can't even read what's under it.
Is that a G?
That's Cars 3.
I think that's Cars
G.
It's a G,
I'm pretty sure.
For
Cars, yeah, Cars 2, and then Cars G.
I'm
Cars,
not sure why there would be a Cars G, but we should check it
G
out.
G stands for Go Car.
Yeah, for Go Car.
Yeah. Oh, it's Go Car.
Or it could be Girl, because there's a Girl Car.
Oh. Now I'm horny.
There is a Girl Car next to this one.
Right, I make Clay horny.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. He's sweating so much.
Look at all the Cars. I've never seen a Cars movie. Seems like Rod has, though.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen the first one.
And what is it about?
Life is a highway.
Well, so
I want to ride it all night long.
It is about,
I want to drive it in my car.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Let's try that again.
Life is a highway. I want to drive it in my car.
Yeah. It's kind of exactly like that. And then he learns about Route 66 and he loves it.
Is that true?
Yeah. That's what happens in the first part. All
right. I typed in Bernie and I got Herbie goes to Monte Carlo. Herbie rides again.
Oh, there it is. Bernie fully loaded.
Bernie fully
loaded. Oh, wait. I think that's Herbie.
That's Herbie fully loaded. Excuse me. Sorry.
There's old dogs. There's a monkey.
Old dog. Is that Congo?
Yeah, it's Congo and old dogs.
They got
How many monkey movies?
Here it is.
Yeah, there it is. Burn E. I didn't know it was spelled like that.
Yeah.
It's only 7 minutes.
It's a Pixar
movie? Is this it?
Yeah, wait. Bernie, the welding bot, is locked out of the... So I guess, wait, is his business welding?
Yeah.
No, it's a financial investment firm.
For welding?
You maybe look at the National Geographic, just the...
Type in poop. See if Disney has anything about poop.
Yeah, man. I'm dying to know.
This is going to be messed up.
Disney has made a lot.
Here's
of
my
stuff.
First problem.
What?
If I want to search again, I have to go all the way back here.
Really?
And then you search.
Do you think there's a movie called Poop E?
It could be.
Oh, it's like a WALL-E. It's a take on WALL-E?
Yeah.
It's like a parody movie?
Okay. I hope so.
You get Poof
Winnie
Point.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty close to Poop.
Coop. There's Turner and Poop.
There's Coop and Cammy.
That darn Poop.
So we have Coop and Cammy.
Coop and Cammy.
Yeah. What else do you see, Whit, on this plane? You saw, when you walked in here, you said you saw a lot of movies. So let's
see, I drove I flew to New York, so I must have seen two things.
And you flew back.
And I flew back. So on the way back, what did I watch? Oh, I saw Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
You already seen that, though.
Gone Girl is good girl.
Gongo?
Yeah, good girl.
Yeah, it's when I... you're thinking of Congo.
Gongo?
Again.
It's kind
of
like Congo.
Sorry, Joe,
right?
You can't get your mind off of Congo.
Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
No, it's Gone Girl.
Gongo.
No, sorry.
What am I getting
wrong? You got Congo on the brain?
Can I take a breath?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Now, it's Gongo. Right? Am I getting that correctly?
No, you still have it wrong.
Yes. No, Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Rosamund Pike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Sure. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Gongo.
No.
Gongo.
No.
He's trying his best.
I'm really trying.
But at least you know do you know what it's like overall? What it's
Gone Girl? What is that about? Dane Cook's girlfriend turning 18?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she kicked out.
That's what
house.
It's when I'm dating someone and they fart, I'm like,
Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Gongo.
Well, I remember seeing Gone Girl and thinking, I don't like this.
Yeah, you told me that after seeing
because it. Because I was like, we're supposed to believe that this person is missing or dead?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I knew that she was not. Well, somehow.
Yeah. What's up? Wit is a movie whiz. Do you know about this?
So I just didn't believe
it. He's always one step ahead.
But then watching it, knowing that she's not gone and that's okay to feel that way, I loved it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick
10
Harris.
Out of 10. Yeah. He gets his ass cut.
He's the horny guy from the TV show.
Yeah.
You better believe it, friend.
Yeah.
And who did meet his mother?
The woman.
Oh.
You know, he was a guy and then she was a girl.
So you finally do meet the mother.
Who's the mother?
I don't know.
You do. It's I didn't watch the show, but I remember people being mad about it.
Is the mother
mad
dead?
About you?
You're thinking mad about you.
Boom, boom.
Paul Schneider boom, boom. Or something.
No. Paul, right.
Paul Reiser.
Reiser.
Paul
Schneider. Paul Schrader.
Paul Schrader. Paul Schaefer.
Yeah.
Paul Reiser. Paul Schneider. Paul Schaefer. Paul Schrader.
Yeah.
Ay. I can't keep them straight.
I love these guys. Now, Paul Reiser.
Wait, famously, what was the other thing?
What?
We're talking about
Mad About You?
The mother. Does anyone know about this mother thing?
Mother? How I Met Your Mother. Yeah, I think at the end they introduced a character that was the mother, but then at the very end, the kids that are hearing the story are like, "But you love the female lead of the TV show," and he was like, "I guess I do." And they're like, "Yeah, this is about her and not about our mother." And then he was like, "I guess you're right."
No.
Did he run to her?
And then he ran to her and said, "Hey, I'm in old age makeup now, and my kids were like, it's about us the whole time."
Wow.
And I'm clearly obsessed with you, and it doesn't matter about your mother.
And the conceit of the whole show is that he's telling these stories to his kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sometimes cut to them, I guess.
Oh.
And it's Bob Saget's voice.
Yeah.
Bob Saget.
Oh.
That boy don't need more money.
Bob Saget.
I watched Entourage, and he's in that.
Yeah.
Is he dirty?
Who is it in that freaking movie?
Is he dirty?
He's dirty in that movie.
Even Scarlett Johansson is in it.
Goddamn.
Really?
Do you know Jeremy Piven's in that show?
He's very...
Is he really?
Yeah.
You know E from Entourage?
What about him?
He's all over that freaking thing.
He's in that show, too?
Jeremy Piven's storyline is compelling. I won't deny that.
I shan't deny.
I freaking...
Go off, King. Hurry. No, hurry.
I was saying something, Clay, and you told me to go back to something about How I Met Your Mother. What was that about?
Yeah. Did we get to the bottom of the mother thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paul Reiser, Paul Schneider, Paul Schrader, Paul Schaefer.
Do y'all remember a long time ago when people were making fun of Paul Reiser for writing a thing to...
Defending Jay Leno?
No, saying about how people were making fun of when the emails got hacked. Because he had emailed saying, like, "I really want my show to be on DVD, and I worked really hard on this, and put it on DVD. Why won't you put it on DVD?" And for some reason, that got shared around the internet.
The Sony email hack.
And people were making fun of him. And
was
like,
this freaking show not on DVD?
If it wasn't on DVD, that's a reasonable
complaint. Yeah, I was like, why is this... This isn't worth making.
Seems
like
a lot of money.
This was like his... Did he have like a sketch show or something?
You want...
No.
Rod! Hit him.
Rod.
As hard as you can.
Hey, Rod. Hey, Rod, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Stop.
Hey, Rod. No. I'm done. Look at me. Okay. Look at me. Okay.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, he didn't have a sketch show. He's had a few shows. He had a sitcom. It's called The Paul Reiser Show. And boy, oh boy, was it a flop.
Yeah.
That was a flop and a half.
That was a flop and a half. And then he had his passion project, which he wasn't in, but he produced, that was about Johnny Carson.
Oh, boy.
What was this?
It's called Here's Johnny or There's Johnny or something.
Wait, did me and you watch this with CJ?
Yes, we did.
It's called There's Johnny and You. We have to watch this.
Johnny and You?
Or no, maybe it's called Here's Johnny.
I think it's called There's Johnny. I don't know. It's called something. Anyway, it was on CISO, and it was so expensive and such a fucking turd that it single-handedly killed CISO.
Really?
Yeah, from what I understand.
Wait, it was a new show?
Yeah, it was like a couple
and
years ago.
It was like a nostalgic look back at a time when Johnny Carson ruled the airwaves.
And Johnny Carson is played by the dude who played Dr. Connors or something like that.
No. You're thinking of I'm Dying Up Here.
Oh, I am.
Right. Johnny Carson is played by himself in archival footage.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So they spent a lot of money and they paid a lot of money to the Carson estate to get all of the Tonight Show footage. And, like, it doesn't really matter, and, like, you don't need to put it in there, and the show's dog shit.
What an insane way to spend the money.
Yeah.
What is it called?
I think it's called There's Johnny. I'm going to look at it. Oh, damn.
So what is, like, the rest of the show? Just
the show is about he's an intern.
It's a kid.
And I think the kid is supposed to be sort of, like, a Paul Reiser type child.
Yeah, I think he's from, like, a podunk town or something, and he comes to the Tonight Show, and he's going to work on the big Johnny Carson show, and he...
There's Johnny?
Yep.
Hulu?
Well, it came out on Hulu because
they had to
CISO
dump it somewhere.
Closed down before it could come out.
Do you know that it takes over 100 talented people to put a show like this together? A show like this. Ours is put together by three winos.
Yeah, Tony Jansen's in it.
Always such a part of her life. I watched him with my family every night. So far... boring.
Watch your mouth!
Sorry.
You see those Route 66? Our friend Lightning McQueen's a big fan of that.
Yeah, this actually reminds me a lot of Cars.
Yeah, he thinks the show records at 11:30 at night. What a fucking dumbass.
Word is, we're going to find you a job here.
Who's this? No courtship?
No, he's just helping out. Carry on.
Fred DeCordova, executive.
This is what actually inspired the movie Joker.
Wait, David Gordon Green has something to do with
this? He directed the pilot.
Yeah.
It's really sad because he's good and this is bad.
Yeah.
These guys are going to be all over you.
This is Joy.
I have to give Johnny an idea of what to ask you.
You work at the Tonight Show. What do you do there, exactly?
I don't know, actually.
I like
who
how
is this
they
guy?
Say
who?
Actually twice.
Everybody thinks this is a
are they gonna? Are the listeners gonna hear this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's happening? Is this gonna be a bad part of the podcast?
Yeah, I'm sure it will, but I think they're used to it.
Yeah, I mean, this is.
Yeah, should I be giving? Should we be giving running commentary?
This is a pretty bad podcast, so.
Hey, I'm Tony Danza.
This trailer is so long.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is we're
so they did a classic thing. No, nothing against this kid, but they take a really boring down the middle actor and make him play
like
a really boring down the middle character. Which
I like
is
the sound of that too.
Classic thing that Hollywood likes to do.
They think you can't have your main character be interesting. They think you need some sort of grounded center who's boring around eccentric characters. When in fact, as we've learned. As TV has progressed over the decades, that your character may be a little weird too,
and that's nice,
and I think that's pretty cool.
Did you ever go to CISO?
No,
me and Clay did, and it looked like a Goodwill that was about to move to another location.
Yeah,
I met with someone who was at NBC's. They had some weird streaming thing called like Watch or something.
It's not their new one, Peacock.
It was not Peacock. This was years ago. And I think they, at this point, CISO was dying, so they had merged offices. And I remember seeing like a piece of paper that was printed out that said CISO and it had an arrow.
Yeah.
Like that's where their offices were now, just like in the corner of the NBC. Yeah.
Yeah, CISO, we were making fun of it before it even existed.
See?
So?
When
what was the appeal of CISO? Is that you could watch SNL on
it? You can watch like Monty Python.
You can watch a lot of old British stuff that's available on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty easy to find.
My favorite thing, you can, and it's not even the best British stuff, but they're all on YouTube anyways. Yeah. And they don't, great quality too. You see Brassa, you get all of them.
Crisp.
Man.
Crispy.
Well, it's too bad.
They
did a lot of comedy specials.
Were you on CISO ever for anything? Not even like the shows where they're like, we're going to all the comedy shows around the world.
No, we're somehow we were always violence. We were overlooked. Wow, wow, wow. Remember Flophouse?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I got an email.
We lived in a Flophouse.
Lance Bangs called me.
Oh, yeah?
And asked, when's Power Violence? And I go, oh, it's on Sundays. And he goes, where is it? And I told him it wasn't a house, and he hung up.
Really?
Yeah.
Click.
I'm not joking. He did call me. I don't know how he got my number.
He called me one time and was like, hey, you're from Alabama, right? And I said, yeah. And he goes, you know about the Floribama? And I said, oh, yeah, big time. And he goes, okay, cool. I'll call you in like 15 minutes. And he never called.
Do you think he's okay?
You think the Minutemen drove by it or something?
I don't know.
Did he fall into a hole?
I think he probably found more of a compelling host.
Yeah.
Or whatever he was going to do. Because it turns out I'm not good at that kind of thing. Now let me show you a little something.
Hi, we're here in Alabama, and let's just say this place is a little different.
Yeah.
Hey,
you were in Louisiana.
You're a TV man. You were in Louisiana.
I did record
during
my
your
stand-up
special.
I recorded
there.
My stand-up special in Louisiana.
Can I ask you a question about your stand-up?
Go ahead, Whit.
Ahead of time, did they go, make sure to only hold the mic in one hand?
They said if you could actually make sure it's touching as few fingers as possible.
Oh, like.
So it's very light. And so it's like you're barely touching it. They're like, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that is like the cool way to do it like this.
You're just.
But no, really, did someone go, just try to pick a hand for continuity purposes?
Nope.
Oh, that's good.
Well, there's no continuity problems. I guess in terms of how they're editing. Yeah.
I guess they don't really cut. It's like a pretty tight 22 minutes or something, right?
Yeah, it's 20. It's like, 20.
I think they 20, edit 30. Pre-pro, my man.
So you did a 20-minute set.
But what? Yeah, I did a 30-minute set and they cut it down to 20.
Okay, so there could be some mic
switching. Yeah, what means is they cut stuff out, so potentially they would have to go from... If
right
they wanted to cut
to
something
hand.
Out, I could be left-handed it, and then all of a sudden right hand, that's going to take you right out of it.
Oh, absolutely. If I saw that in a comedy special, I'd turn it off.
Yeah. You'd be like, this
oh,
isn't...
Oh, God, this is bad.
Yeah. Whit was really juggling the mic the whole time.
I switch hands nonstop, as it turns out. Guess what else I do? I lick my lips.
Yeah, he's a
Like LL Cool J?
Yeah, every chance.
But do you remember, I don't know if you remember this. Remember when we were filming, there's a big chicken wing.
Oh, that's true.
Right in front of you.
Yeah, I like this story. Let's keep telling people that. That's why I was licking my lips, because I saw a delicious chicken wing.
It was weird that they suspended the chicken wing from the ceiling.
Yeah.
In front of your face.
But it was like a random, like,
because it's comedy special.
Was that
so they Clay's did
call?
Stuff.
Well, they asked me what type of comedy Wit does. And I go, it's random. And so
they go, I have just the thing.
Yeah, they got that in the Old Spice guy.
Yeah. Now, Joe, have you gotten any funny comments? Has anybody hated you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, they say don't look at the comments, but I had to.
Yeah.
And I looked at them, and I think I'm done looking at the comments.
Any good ones?
No, I mean, there were some that were actually, I stopped when I saw a few really nice ones, and I was like, I'm going to get out on this. But there are people who are, what is really shocking to me is how many people are like, this guy's like Chris D'Elia.
Really?
It was very bizarre. I was not expecting that, because they don't know what his comedy is like. I did not think it was similar to mine.
It's not?
Yeah. And I think maybe because I have kind of shaggy hair and a
yeah,
beard.
I can see that. You can look a little bit like him. But
people,
your comedy goes.
Yeah, people being like, D'Elia ripoff. This guy just watched D'Elia, and then he's like, I'm going to do that. And then he did it. And it's way worse.
Yeah.
Whoa.
D'Elia is, he has this famous for this one joke where he goes, girls, when they're drunk, are different than guys when they're drunk, though. No, for real.
Yeah.
It does sound like me.
Yeah. It does.
He does.
Like
you. I mean, you do say no for real a lot.
That's true. But there was one person who was like, "This is like Chris D'Elia, but he actually has jokes and he can freaking get girls." And it was very strange. And then someone replied. And they said, "Okay, joke was Allah." I was like, "Oh no!"
I mean, that's like Chris D'Elia's entire thing is that he can get girls.
He definitely gets girls.
I didn't know. Maybe they were being sarcastic.
Every comment that I read of me doing stand-up on the internet, I agree with. And they're always bad. It's like, oh, what is he doing in the beginning? That's so stupid. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know why I did that. That is stupid.
You comment that.
Yeah.
Someone was like, he has a normal torso and itty-bitty legs. And I was like, I think that's true, yeah. I wish that wasn't all they saw, but all right.
All right, well,
it's okay.
I guess that's kind of funny, though, so it's a compliment.
Did he eat a po' boy?
There was one in my trailer, I think.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. A po' boy.
And you ate it?
And I went, ew, a po' boy. And I took it with me on stage. And I went, look, a po' boy.
It's a po' boy.
It's some sort of po' boy. Look at it.
A lot of people don't know that you're an English explorer.
Yeah. I go, straight ahead. This is some sort of po' boy.
And your best friend's name is Reginald.
Reginald. Put down what you're working on. You will see what this is. Some sort of po' boy.
What kind of po' boy was it? Shrimp?
Oh, brother. You know it.
Corn dog.
This is some sort of corn dog po' boy. That's not allowed.
You know what I'm going to do tonight?
What's up, my man?
You're going to kick back.
Kick back.
You're going to roll up those sleeves. You're going to run your hands through your hair.
Uh-huh.
And you're going
to jerk off to some porno.
Yeah.
You're going to whip it out.
Yeah.
And you're going to go, you porn, show me what you got.
I can't wait to go home tonight and jerk off to some porno.
Let's see if Roku has porno.
Roku?
I don't think they do.
Well, he said that.
Remember your friend who uploaded his music video of him like with his dick out peeing on people?
What are you talking about?
What?
Your friend from art school. Oh. I don't want to say his name. But,
oh, yeah.
But it never got deleted and it's still on there. Because
it's on YouTube.
Was it my friend that lived in a...
Not enough people watch it.
He lived in a coffin?
Yeah, he slept in a coffin. Yeah.
This guy sounds badass.
Yeah. What am I looking up? Oh, sorry.
This is a Dracula.
Zach and Miri? Okay.
I saw Zach and Miri and it's the last movie. I've seen two movies in my adult life where I'm like, okay, I could walk out. Or no, three. One was Secret Life of Pets, and I did walk out.
I walked out, too.
You didn't want to know the secrets that they revealed at the end?
No, the thing is, I did want to know the secrets, and they weren't showing them.
There was no secrets. It's just that they go on an adventure, and I thought that they were going to do funny stuff in their apartment.
Oh, from the trailers, it does look like they're hanging out and dancing around in the house.
Yeah, they leave that apartment within 10 minutes.
Yeah, they immediately do
They go to the sewer.
Okay, we got
food porn. Main dishes, food porn screensaver. Hey, what's up? Sexy FBB porn.
What the hell?
Female body. Can I read the description?
Yeah, sorry.
And I'm going to do, okay. These female bodybuilders are sexy.
Sorry. Let me get some music. What type of music do you think for this?
I just, you know, feel it out.
Should we tell people that this is an ad?
With the jazz pop tinge.
Okay, so
should we take a break and do this ad read?
Okay, ready? Yeah, sorry. We're going to do an ad read.
Sponsored content.
Oh,
ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Golf King.
These female bodybuilders are sexy and hot, and yes, they are porn stars. There is sexual suggestive content on this channel and some nudity. If this offends you, please don't watch this channel. Must be 18 plus to view. Channel contact developer Polly at 702-859-2414.
Can you, to the left?
Yeah. 111 ratings, 2 stars, version 12, November 8th, 2019.
Well, this is a
rated adult. Developer Polly Walnuts Travel. Roku Direct Publisher Channel. Okay. This was released the same day as my Comedy Central special.
Let's look up Polly Walnuts. Okay. Polly Walnuts.
Polly Walnuts Travel Roku Direct Publisher Channel.
Do you think that's just his like personal phone number?
Oh, Polly Walnuts is a character from Sopranos.
Yeah, well, female bodybuilders, yes, they're going to be suggestive. And if that offends you, I suggest you look away.
And this is just a thing you can
actually
download
none of
for
this,
free.
Yeah,
are these like screensavers?
None of them work.
This is strange.
Whatever it is, it's cool.
It doesn't work. Nothing works.
Sports. Yeah, no wonder he's got 2 stars. Pissing me off
here.
Give me the good stuff.
Right, yeah. Can you call him?
I'm not going to call
and
Polly
I, and
Walnuts.
The best way to describe the thumbnail image, I would say, is if you were playing The Sims and you had the option to make your character as jacked as possible, but also a woman in a bikini. Yeah.
Also, you screenshot it, but you
and then you stretched it.
You needed to fit a square.
So you stretched it horizontally. Yeah, so it's a little fat.
Wait, what other movies do you see?
It's thick.
She looks good.
Right now?
Come on, man.
What?
What other movies did you see?
What other movies do you see?
Okay. A 30 for 30.
Which
about,
one?
About Winning Time.
A what?
Was it Reggie Miller?
Yeah, ooh, that one's good.
That one is really good.
With Spike Lee.
And he's fucking it up. Spike Lee, shut your mouth.
Spike Lee motivates Reggie Miller to be good at basketball and then ruins it for everybody. Because he makes fun of Reggie Miller. And Reggie Miller wants to do a good job for team.
Reggie Miller feeds off Spike Lee insults.
And Tall Man.
And Tall Man go boom.
From Knicks.
Yeah.
He has hurt calf, so can't jump good. So that also contributes to why Reggie Miller wins game.
Reggie.
What's Tall Man's name?
Big J. Okerson.
I don't...
Is that who it is?
I don't know who it is. Big J. Okerson. But it could be Big J. Okerson.
Is it Patrick Chewing?
Patrick Ewing.
Oh.
Chewing? Who's that?
That's from the Snickers commercial that he's in.
From a long time ago?
It wasn't even that long ago.
Right. Is it the same time period of Danny DeVito?
Yeah, I think so.
That is a good one.
Okay, what other things do you see?
Don't even want to talk about it.
It might not be Snickers.
Listen, I just don't know what any of this crap means.
It's definitely a candy
bar. Well, I
give
it a 10 out of 10 because of how good it is.
Okay!
Hey.
Okay, all right, well, now is it? Well, I've been watching Entourage again.
Why is that?
Because it's really good.
It is really good.
And it's really watchable, and it's just like the episodes fly right by.
It's just like a soothing bubble bath.
Yeah, but it's interesting to see what Ari's up to.
He's doing deals, my man.
And Vince?
Yeah.
That character sucks.
Who's Vince? Oh, the star.
Yeah, he's
the
movie star.
Same problem as the other thing that we just saw.
Aquaman.
Yeah, what? Isn't that like the point is that he's just like kind of a guy?
He's a right in the middle guy.
I wonder if that actor Vince actor.
Adrian Grenier.
If he was like, I want to do other stuff now. Or if he was like, I'm over it after doing this show.
I bet he was like, I could be a movie star. And then they were like, no.
Yeah, no. You're on track.
I can't remember him in any movie.
He's in Devil Wears Prada, and he's in Drive Me Crazy.
Drive Me Crazy with Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of a dreamboat in both of those movies, which he's not at all in Entourage.
Ugh. You can say that again.
His sleeves are too long.
Right again. Wait, say it again.
You could say that.
He's kind of a dreamboat in those movies, but he's not at all in Entourage. His sleeves are too long.
He's in a movie called Trash Fire.
Ooh, so Angela Trimble.
What is it? What is it about? 2016?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It
yeah.
sounds
like my love life.
Yeah. It's like a garbage fire.
It's freaking my love is a freaking trash fire.
Yeah, the world is burning, so yeah, who cares?
Yeah, all right. Good luck.
Am I right, Clay?
Yeah. Oh, but what?
You remind me if an avocado was in a trash fire.
Nice, dude.
You look like if an old avocado was in a trash fire.
You look like a fucking idiot. I'm sorry.
Hey,
what?
Hey, don't, guys, stop! Stop it!
I don't, Joe.
Ow, stop,
fellas! If you're gonna hit someone, you gotta hit Rod.
Okay.
Ow.
Now that feels good.
Has anybody seen anything?
I've seen like 20 things, but
like
I'm not
what?
Good at this stuff. I saw. This is what I saw. Little Women.
Little Women.
I saw Marriage Story.
Little yeah. Women.
I saw.
Somebody got invited to a screening.
I saw The Irishman.
Little yeah.
I saw.
Did you see Parasite?
I saw Parasite.
Is that Parasite? Saw Parasite.
You like Parasite?
Oh, it was good.
It was really good.
Oh, by the way, thanks to everybody who DM'd me about the Ramdam.
What did you say to me? What, the, what are you saying to me?
It's on the podcast.
Ramdas?
Pronounced.
From Parasite, Ramdam?
No.
Oh, the food.
It's the food.
I asked people to DM me about what it is, and people were nice enough to let me know. And apparently, it's hard. It's a really expensive thing to make because you need sirloin squares.
Oh, right.
And that's
from the movie.
Right. Wasn't it just something cheap with something very expensive? Wasn't
yeah, and that's the whole point of like, the how he made up that food for yeah. that.
It's ramen, right? With a.
Yeah,
it's like
Don?
Cheap ramen with a Don. Yeah.
Don.
With Don.
What's it called? It's Ramdam? What's it called?
Ramdan or Ramdan.
Ramdan? So
Ramdan.
Ramen with Danan.
Yeah.
Gimin and Goma.
Is it really Danan? Is that what it's called?
No, I'm
Ramdan
just
Ramdan without Danan. Do you not listen?
I have a like, friend named Don.
I think it's like ramen and like udon.
It's udon.
Hey, there
like
we go.
Mixed together, and then she tells her to make it with the steak.
You talking about udon?
You talking about udon?
Yeah, there's just
about udon noodles?
It's just two different types of noodles.
You know about udon?
Yeah. You done?
You done wrong.
You don't know.
You done wrong.
Rod, that's what Rod loves.
What?
That's what you hear all the time.
What do I hear?
You done wrong. You shouldn't have stepped in this dressing room.
Y'all, you shouldn't have come over here, Rod. You done wrong. Gone, girl.
So nobody's seen Terminator 7 Dark Fate?
We actually
the
talked about that
the fate of the
last
Dark
week.
Terminators.
Why?
Because Kyle saw the movie.
And?
She really liked it.
Yeah,
the Dark Fate.
Did you see this movie?
No, I want to. I'm going to make CJ see with me on Saturday. We're all going.
See the freaking Marriage Story, my man.
You think I can get CJ to see Marriage Story?
Yeah, man.
Remember when we saw
it out in theaters?
We saw the movie Ghost Story with CJ.
Oh, CJ got up and left.
Was he scared?
No, he was bored.
Oh,
because there's a scene where she gets really sad and she eats an entire pie. Because her husband just died.
Oh, yeah.
And CJ felt uncomfortable and stood up and he left and he came back right before the credits.
I couldn't stop laughing at the scene where she ate the pie.
Because Rod is afraid of vulnerability.
Yeah, Rod can't let himself live in a moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought it was really... Because she just ate that whole pie. It's
who
like
is
a,
this actress?
Rooney Mara. But you can... I mean, that girl needs some pie.
It's can like I mean,
what are you saying?
Skin and bones.
Oh. Yeah, she's skin and bones, Clay. Give the girl a sandwich.
Okay.
Gabagoo.
I mean, I think she could go to hell.
Rod!
Rod!
What?
Ow. Don't make fun of Rooney Mara.
She's yeah,
too
man.
Rich.
Rooney Mara.
Rod doesn't like her because she's rich.
Rod doesn't like her because both her families own NFL teams. And
yeah.
Is that true?
Get over it. Yeah. Yes.
She's so rich.
Some people out there are billionaires, Rod. Don't act like you don't know any billionaires.
Yeah.
And then she's just an actress, too? How rude.
Rod, you're acting right now like you don't have any friends you grew up with who are billionaires.
And who are also famous actors on top of being born into wealth.
Yeah.
From both sides of your family. Because both sides of your family own NFL teams.
I do have to remember I do have so many friends
Rod,
like that.
You're just jealous because you wish you owned an NFL team.
Rod's over here like, give me the Buffalo Bills.
And you would change the name from Buffalo Bills to the Rods, probably.
I would call them the Buffalo.
Because you're so selfish.
Buffalo.
Wait, that was really cool.
Thanks.
I named them after my dad.
So. Rod.
The Buffalo Rods?
Yeah.
I'd call the Buffalo Wings because I love the food.
Yeah.
What was what you wanted the Chargers to change their name when they came to L.A. to what?
The L.A. Movie Stars.
That's pretty good.
I think that's a really good move. Because nobody cares about the chargers.
Mm-mm. I forgot the chargers were even on.
I care about my phone charger because I always have stuff that's to where, look
that's
at.
Where you
the
get
phone.
The porno, my man.
Yeah.
The big bodybuilding porno.
So what kind of porn do you watch? I'll go first. I watch brunette girl on girl.
Yeah.
What about you, Clay?
I do blonde girl on girl, but you know, I have a that's my weird kink.
Is that you like blonde? Because like, you have brown
I like
hair.
I like them skinny and beach blonde.
What about you, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, me? I like skinny redhead POV, but from the POV of another skinny redhead.
Well, yeah.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah. What about you, Rod?
Well, I mean, I'm a simple man, and I like just a blonde and a brunette.
Hit them.
Girl on girl. This is too much.
Rod,
you guys are hitting me too much.
Rod, you're acting like you have a concussion.
Yeah.
You guys have to stop hitting me this
much. Hey, Rod, I wanted to mention something to you. Grow up.
Oh.
You know what I do?
What?
Go to Pornhub, type in a horny girl. You ever do that?
I've never thought of that.
Yeah. And so guys, how does that expand
I gotta
the
go.
Search?
So much.
Wait, Joe, come back. We're almost done.
I'm down. Hold on.
Wait, no, Joe, come back. We're almost
I'm
done.
I'm trying to find a laptop in here.
No, it's going to be better if you wait.
Yeah, it's going to be
Are
better if you wait.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
But I'm horny.
Yeah, but just come back, though.
Okay, all right, sorry. All
right.
I thought it sounded cool.
Wait, but let's hear about it. And then, so Clay, how does it improve the search when you type in horny?
I'll tell you right now.
Oh, Clay, you can't do it. Don't, I mean,
you're doing this on the podcast.
I sometimes, instead of writing girls, I'll write chicks.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I'll put in babes.
Yeah.
My go to often is blonde bombshell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see a blonde bombshell.
Yeah.
Wow.
And sometimes I'll do, instead of saying sex, I'll write fuck.
Oh my god!
Yeah, sometimes I'll just look
at this.
I'll type in how to.
Yeah, sometimes I'll type in Al Qaeda beheading.
Well, you're kinky.
But yeah, I guess you can say I'm a little kinky.
Yeah. You're weird. That's how.
I'm kind of
random. Yeah,
let's just say
awkward.
Joe's been around and he's kind of random when it comes to sex stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll
Meanwhile, me, I just like a simple brunette girl and girl.
Yeah. Well, beach blonde for me. Big cans as well. I'm talking about the tits.
Oh, I thought you were talking about just some big cans.
Yeah. I type in,
like headphones?
Yeah.
I type in brunette girl and girl, naked please, no underwear.
Naked please. Let's keep that underwear. I don't even want to see it being taken off. It's already nice taken off, please.
It's nice that you put in please, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say naked please, no underwear.
I say thank you, porno.
Thank you, Pornhub.
Anything else?
Yeah, when you're done, you do have to type thank you.
Well, yeah, you say
thank you,
Pornhub.
And then you could exit out.
Sometimes I'm on the go and I say, "Hey Siri, say thank you to Pornhub for me for that the busty blonde on blonde stuff."
Yeah. Yeah, same.
And she and Siri goes again.
Yeah. Again?
Yeah.
So Joe, what have you mostly learned from having a TV debut?
Oh wow. You know, I learned that
you do a general with Quibi?
I have not yet had a general with Quibi.
Okay.
Quibi means quick bites.
General with Quibi?
I think
that Steven Spielberg is making a movie that you can only watch at dark.
At dark time, yeah. I want to watch it in the daytime, but alas.
But you can't.
I think they won't take a meeting with me because I kept pronouncing it Quibi, like ribeye.
They're really sensitive over there.
Yeah. And I called Jeff, Jeffrey, I called him Joffrey.
Joffrey Katzenberger.
Yeah.
You said Dogbird.
I said Joffrey Chappenberg. Japanese dog horror.
Clay, when we went in, we had a little general over there, and Clay, his mouth was watering, and he had a toy with him, like a little toy mouse. And the guy we were having the meeting with goes, "What's that?" And he goes, "My mouth is watering, and I got this toy cat for the Katzenberger." And he thought,
Clay thought there would be cats and a burger.
Yeah.
Classic
I didn't think
mistake.
Of that.
And they said, no, it's owned by Jeffrey Katzenberg.
I said, "What?" I said, shut up.
He said, no, where's my cat and where's my burger?
I said, where's my cat, where's my burger? Fucking, you bitch.
Yeah, it was a guy.
It was a guy.
Oh, good. You can call guys bitches.
Yeah.
Sometimes they are.
Yeah.
So where's my...
Wait, but really, what's your number one thing you've learned from being... Has anybody from your high school texted you?
Yeah. Some people have commented on Facebook posts where I promote it. People I haven't seen in a while. People from high school. People from the places I've lived. Long messages from a cousin on my phone.
Like some of that.
Anybody from the old Chicago?
Yeah, sure. From the old town Chicago.
From Lion's Den. From Mike.
Oh, boy, was that done before I got to Chicago. That was not a thing. But yeah, people have been very nice, and it reminds me of the kindness of humans.
Oh, boy.
That's good.
That's beautiful.
Well, Joe, you have one of my favorite jokes, and you don't do it at your stand-up special.
Is that the flags joke?
Yep.
What's the flag joke?
It was a joke I was working on, and I thought it didn't work. And maybe I'll bring it back for my friend Whippy.
Yeah, you're
was it is a quick one or is it?
It's a quick. You can really want me to explain the premise
for everyone to hear. Gotta go.
He's got other specials to worry about.
Oh yeah, yeah. So we won't give it away.
Yeah. That'll be in the. Hey guys, that'll be in the next one.
Yeah.
What do you call your special? I know this one doesn't have a name, but would you give it a name?
Oh yeah, if I had to give a name to this one, I think it would have to be Dongo.
Yeah. You talking about?
Congo. Yeah, no, you're thinking of Congo.
Mm-hmm. Once again, you're thinking of the film Congo.
No, I think you guys are wrong, and I'm thinking of my special. It's called
Congo. No, you're just trying to cover up that you wish your special was called Congo. But you're not allowed to call it Congo because there's already a film called Congo.
It's interesting that you say that because you're wrong.
Not wrong.
Do you get a? Does the album come out too, or is it just the special?
No album.
You don't have an
album. I wanted to release an album called Triggered.
I like the sound of that. Is it about?
And I'm breaking out of jail on the cover, and I'm going. I'm pointing to my head, but my fingers look like a gun.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Clay has a stand-up special coming out late February. What's it called again, Clay?
It's called Keep 'Em Coming. And okay. It's me at the end of the bar,
and I holding up a finger, maybe, as though to say,
Keep 'Em Coming. Yeah. It's because I've been drinking the whole. I'm a drinking comic.
You're kind of a scumbag.
I'm kind of a scumbag, but I'm like the yeah.
You kind of a drinking.
Yeah,
but I'm also I wear I don't smoke cigarettes. I smoke cigars.
And he loves scotch.
Yeah,
dude,
this guy sounds cool.
Yeah,
that's you.
Yes. Let's just say I want to hang out with this guy.
And his part two is called Another Round.
Yeah,
nice. Within the
this
next
will be self-released.
Next one would be
on YouTube.
Next one would be called Last Call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
And then the next one After Hours.
Yeah.
The next one after that Bedtime. Yeah. And the next one after that I woke up too early because I'm hungover. Yeah. And the next one after that is I was able to get back to bed.
Yeah.
And the next one after that was I wasn't back to bed very long. And the next one after that is I'm hungry. What's in the fridge? And the next one after that is oh wow eggs again. And the next one after that, premature death.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oops, I'm dying.
Yeah. Whoopsie daisy, I'm dying.
What's the comic who would go, I'm starving?
John Panette.
Yeah, I used to love the intros to his comedy specials.
John Panette Ramsey?
Yes. Panette Ramsey.
Okay. All right.
R.I.P. Well,
is that the end of the podcast?
I think so.
All right, everybody go watch Joe's comedy special on Comedy Central.
Where is it at?
You can get it on demand on your cable package, or you could go to Comedy Central's website. Or you go to my website, joquazala.com, and you can see all the links I have where you can buy it on YouTube or whatever.
If I recorded the audio onto a CD and then I took a photo of you leaving your house and I gave you a title.
Uh-huh.
And sold it,
yeah.
Put on vinyl,
uh-huh.
Is that legal?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, would you be mad?
Would you honestly be mad if I did that?
Would you be mad if Clay did that? All that stuff, he released your album on vinyl, but didn't get
any of the percentage. It's a picture of you leaving your house.
And it did reveal where you lived. It didn't give
any. I'm not doxing you, my man. I'm just saying, I'm only taking the photo of him leaving the house because I know that's where he'll be.
Yeah, it's convenient for
you. It didn't reveal any. It didn't. You don't get any profit. Only Clay does, and you become massively famous and successful and get the comedy career that you've always dreamed of, and Clay becomes a millionaire. Would you be sad?
Well, I mean, it feels like Clay did a lot of work.
I had to take the photo.
Yeah, these vinyl pressings aren't cheap.
I mean, I have to give it up to my man Clay for doing the work for me.
I'm doing vinyl too.
But he's got $400 million in the bank. You only have $60 million.
Yeah, well, that's going to have to change.
Yeah.
I'm taking somebody to court. His name's Clay Tatum.
Hit it, Clay.
It's done, dude. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.